This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We begin today, we begin with a little bit of weather, actually, and then some market peculiarities that are being laid bare because of that weather. The weather in question, of course, is in Texas. Deadly and dangerous cold and snow and ice. Something like 3.5 million people are still out of power, which gets us to the peculiarities of the Texas energy market. Marketplace's Scott Tong is on it.
Power grids need energy makers and energy users to be exactly in balance, says consultant Cheryl Roberto at Synapse Energy Economics.
Essentially, electricity is a just-in-time product. It needs to be made the moment that we need it and delivered to where we need it.
There's barely any energy storage in the system. In Texas, power suppliers can't keep up with desperate demand for heating. Natural gas wells that produce fuel for power plants are freezing up, and plants themselves are going down, says Joshua Rhodes at the University of Texas Energy Institute.
Power plants that don't have their water intake lines winterized enough, sometimes those freeze.
To prepare for emergencies, some parts of the country pay plants to build extra capacity. That's costly, and policymakers chose not to.
Texas made a conscious decision that we wanted to have an efficient market so that it would produce the lowest prices for customers.
Not today. Texans are so desperate that electricity, normally selling for $35 a unit, is going for $900, says energy economist Ed Herz at the University of Houston.
These folks are paying hundreds of dollars to keep their homes and apartments warm on a daily basis right now.
He says power companies are making a killing today because that's the way the system works. When producers make less product, it's so scarce, the price skyrockets. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.